Gervais. It's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome to Family Feud, everybody. Look, we hope you had a fantastic weekend. We've asked Australia some big questions. And you know what? Tonight, the family who can best guess the answers will have the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car as well. So let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs who haven't quite cracked the $10,000 yet from New South Wales here for their third night, the Bolam family. Good. Let's turn around this fortune of yours, okay? Tonight is your night.
It is.
Who's on board?
All right. I've got my mum, Amanda, my dad, Andrew, and my grandma, Roma.
Lovely to see you again, Roma, down the end. And ready to take them on tonight from South Australia, the Davidson family. Yeah. You can do that, Kelly. That's all right. You can celebrate hard on this place. Don't worry about that.
I will.
Would you mind introducing us to this team of yours?
Sure. We've got my dad, Ronnie, my sister, Samantha, and Misha, my sister-in-law, down the end.
Ready for a good time?
Sure am. Yeah.
Team captains, let's play the feud. Let's go. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with Mexico. Emily.
Tacos.
Tacos. Good,
thank you.
Lovely to see you back again. Something you associate with Mexico?
Tequila.
Tequila. Andrew.
Okay, it's going to be a sombrero.
Yeah, the big hat.
Big hat.
Very sun smart, but hard to take on a plane, those hats.
Yeah.
Roma.
I'll say a poncho.
A poncho's good.
A poncho.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Roma. Sorry, Roma. Emily.
All right, going along with the food theme.
Yep.
Burritos.
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 Yeah.
Yay. Nice. Amanda, you got something?
Only because I love them so much. You're lucky you don't have one. A moustache.
There he is, it's Andrews. I wish I could grow one.
It is the only place it grows now. So. Yeah.
What about a mustaka?
No. Oh.
Second strike. Davidson's could steal, so they're going to have a think. Andrew.
Mexicans.
Yeah, Roma agrees. She goes, hey. He's a very smart man, that Andrew. Or is he?
Davidson's.
Mish, what would you say?
Because I like it spicy, salsa.
Yes, you do. Samantha.
Guacamole.
Ronnie.
Chili.
Chili's good. Kelly, some wonderful options from your family there, but it's yours to choose.
Can't go past the chili.
Give me chili on the board for the steal. Nice work, Davidson's. Welcome to the room. They grab the opening points. Number 8. Colourful place. Dangerous place.
Nachos.
Hungry place. 86-0, and it's the family who goes on to win for 5 nights in a row. We'll be driving home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everyone playing along at home who want the top answer to this one, give me a name for the man who delivers presents at Christmas time. Kids, you can play this one too. We'll be back to compare answers after the break right here on the Feud. Two families are still battling it out for that chance to win $10,000 before the break. I ask, give me a name for the man who delivers presents at Christmas time. The top answer was...
Santa!
I love him! Not many sleeps to go now, everybody. Amanda, Ronnie, let's play. We surveyed 100 people on the top 7 answers, so on the board. Name something you do with your face to...
Golly gosh.
Interesting, Amanda.
Put makeup on it.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh. You guys were fast. Name something you do with your face to express an emotion.
Ronnie. Smile.
You smile, says Ronnie. Yeah. Ronnie's on top. We'll play. How are you, Samantha?
Fine, thank you.
You're a waitress, yeah?
Yes.
Served a lot of famous people. Drop some names.
Sir Donald Bradman, John Howard. A lot of people along those kind of lines, politicians.
Some big names.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What did Sir Don Bradman have? Did he have the duck?
It was a couple... Quite a few years ago, that was one. I did. Yeah, I get it. I know cricket. Yeah.
Something you do with your face to express an emotion, Samantha?
Frown.
Well played. Mish.
Yes.
What do you do with your face when expressing emotion?
Wink.
You wink. What would you use a wink for?
How you doing?
First strike. But that's okay, Kelly.
Scowl.
You scowl. Second strike. Okay. Bollums, get set for a steal. Ronnie.
Ooh. I think that you might pout.
You might pout. Like how? In what instance would you use an expression like that, Ronnie?
Possibly when you were talking to a game show host.
Yeah. Answering a question like this one.
Yes.
Ronnie likes to pout at me, Australia. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Bollums. Righto, Roma, what would you say?
I'd cry.
You would cry. Oh, dear. Andrew?
I would blush.
Nice, Amanda.
I'd just pull a strange face. I don't know.
Amanda's just odd. Emily, yours to choose.
Yes, it is. I think to show an emotion, you'd cry.
Does cry get you your first points tonight? Yes! And we can all thank Roma for that. She delivers night after night. I love you, Roma. Number six. You roll your eyes. Raise your eyebrows.
Laugh. Scrunchy.
What does that look like? That's my scrunch face look. Right, double points time, everybody. Ready to do this? It's 77 to 86. It's a tight one tonight, team. Andrew, Samantha, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something that kids brag about their fathers. Andrew.
Their jobs.
Their jobs.
They're going to pass.
You're going to play. You're breathing out the big ones there, Mish.
I'm a bit lost for words already, I think.
Something that kids brag about their fathers.
I think, well, the best thing my dad did was teach me to ride my bike. So teach you things.
He taught... Yeah. They teach you things. Yeah. Oh. Kelly.
All right. Their sporting ability.
Let's see. Good job. You're a pro musician, are you, mate?
I am, yes.
Cool. What do you play? Do you sing? Do you...
I play. I'm a bass player.
Beauty.
A bit of guitar and harmonica, a few things like that.
Have you ever in your distinguished career ever looked back and thought, you know what, maybe I should have done something differently? Maybe I should have accepted maybe that offer.
Well, many years ago, and this is many years ago, I was playing in Sydney where I came from originally. And I was working through an agency in Sydney, as you do, booking agents, with a band that had just shown up in Sydney that weren't really good. They were called AC/DC. My agent approached me and he said, look, these guys could be looking for a new bass player. Would you like to come and audition? And I said, nah, you can stick that. I don't like that stuff.
How do you feel about that decision now, Ronnie?
Well, I don't know, to tell you the truth, because if I had have taken it, I might have only lasted 6 months, and that'd be worse.
That's right.
I'm glad I knocked it back.
And you're still on the bass?
Yeah.
Still living the dream?
Yeah, still just fully professional. Yeah.
That's unreal.
Love it.
Name something the kids brag about their fathers.
Their sense of humour.
Let's have a look. Second strike, OK, Bollum's good steal here. Samantha, this is proving to be a bit of a tough question. Something that kids brag about their fathers.
Their coolness.
Their coolness. My dad's cooler than your dad.
Yep.
You guys can't take a trick on this one. Hey, Roma, what would you say?
Well, I don't think it's that important, but wealth.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Andrew?
Might be to some people.
My dad's stronger than yours?
My dad is stronger than yours.
Yeah.
And Amanda?
I don't know. I've just gone blank.
It's all right.
Pass.
Emily?
It's all right. Thinking of my dad, you and a lot of my friends always talk about their cars.
Their cars? My dad's car. He's got a cool car. I love my dad's car. Points, number six. Height. What?
Money.
Strength and muscles. Right, 167 to 86 right now. Look, if you love this show, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can catch all the highlights and the fun bits behind the scenes that we can't actually put in the show sometimes as well. And you might also enjoy playing our official Family Feud game. It's there as well. Head to 10 Play, look for Family Feud for all the details. It's triple points when we all come back. It's Mr. Mo. And doing really well, but the Bolams have it on 167 right now. It's the family who gets to 300 points in this very round. We'll get the chance at $10,000 in our fast money round. We're playing for triple points. You ready, Davisons? That's pretty good news. Righto, Roma, Mish, let's do it. You watch her, Mish. She's super fast over there as well.
They listen.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Besides sand, name something you might find in a sand pit. Mish.
Shovel.
A shovel's good.
Oh, stop.
Right up.
Toys.
What about toys? Hey! Looking okay, Emily. 167, you got lead, we're playing well. Roma's delivering beautifully down the end there. Stop it, you. Besides sand, name something you might find in a sand pit.
Children?
Yeah, of course. That's where they go. How about now, Amanda?
Besides cat poo, find in a sand pit. I'd say a bucket.
Okay, yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah!
Why wasn't cat poo your answer?
The cats always poo in.
I know. They think it's like a giant kind of toilet for them.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Where do you go after that?
Hopefully upwards.
Equipment. As in play equipment.
Yeah. Some play equipment. Oh! Afraid not, Andrew. Roma. Oh. Besides sand, name something you might find in a sand pit.
Balls, you know.
Just juggling play balls,
yeah, balls
for your
you know.
Kids throw them at each
yeah,
other.
That's right.
Yeah. Second strike. Righto, Davidson's gets it for a steal. Emily?
A sand castle.
A sand castle in a sand pit. Sorry, Bolams. Davidson's get a shot. This is good, Mish. What do you got?
I was going to say sandcastle.
Okay, that's okay. Got something else or do you want to pass?
I think I might have to pass on this one.
No worries, Samantha.
Dump truck.
Excellent, Ronnie.
Tractor.
Nice, Kelly. Yours to choose. One of those or your own.
I think I'm going to have to go with dump truck.
Or truck.
Truck.
Like toy truck.
Toy truck. Give me toy truck for the steal. Yes! Davidson's grab a bag of points. Your weird one-track mind actually would have paid off then, had they listened. Who would have thought? Emily,
thank
Amanda,
you so much.
Andrew, right of us last. laughing her guts out over here.
Oh, man. Cat poo was actually there.
Cat poo could have saved us.
Who would have thought that cat poo could have saved anybody?
I know. Try not to.
Have you had some fun?
I've had so much fun.
We didn't take out the $10,000, but you do get $3,290 from the points that you accumulated in Fast Money. And you'll also be taking home the joys of live entertainment with a $1,000 Ticketmaster gift card to be shared between you from the world's leading ticketing agency. And you'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game. Selected retailers. Just look for the gnome on the front. They are the Bolums, everybody. Davison's, your first crack at Fast Money. Come on. Two players. We need two players. Welcome, Samantha. Welcome, Ronnie. Hey, this is good.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you guys. That went really down to the wire. Nice. You just jumped in there at the final moments, grabbed all the points to become our brand new champs. Ready to play for $10,000?
We are.
You head back that way to our soundproof booth, and we do it next. Fast Money is next on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Money time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Davidson family can now win some cash. If you and Ronnie get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, OK? Now, Ronnie is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. And he's still got his hat on. He's got the headphones over the hat. Does the hat ever come off?
No, not anymore. There's no hair under there.
He's just slapping the bass. He's slapping the bass. I don't know why I'm from Jamaica all of a sudden. Jamaica McGrazy. I'm going to ask you five questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Cool, yep.
OK, can I have 20 seconds on the clock, please? Good luck.
Thank you.
Apart from a bed, where else do people sleep?
Lounge.
Name a job where you'd earn over $100 an hour.
Lawyer.
Name a character who has a wand.
Tinkerbell.
Name a place where you're likely to find chips.
Fish and chip shop.
Name something you associate with a nun.
Habit.
Excellent. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
You look fairly cool, calm and collected.
Yes, I am, always.
Apart from a bed, where else do people sleep? You said. The lounge.
Yep.
Survey says. Wow. As good a start as you could possibly have. Well done. Name a job where you'd earn over $100 an hour. You said a lawyer. I said hour, not like a minute.
Yeah.
Survey says 20. Fantastic. Name a character who has a wand. You said Tinkerbell. Survey says 18. Name a place where you're likely to find chips. You said fish and chip shop. Survey says. You love the 50s.
Yeah, does Dad need to come out?
No. You're 143 with one to go. You only need 200 for 10,000. Name something you associate with a nun. You said habit. You did pretty well to recall that name.
Yeah.
Was there like a mad scramble in your head?
Yeah.
You know, nine, nuns, 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 they wear a habit, habit. Survey says... Well, that's a brilliant job. Head back to family and clear the board. Ronnie.
Are we going well?
Samantha. Is amazing.
Excellent.
You know how many you need to get, how many points you need to get $10,000?
Three.
32. Four. That's it. That's okay. Awesome.
Excellent
32.
Effort.
32. So
she is
pretty
my daughter.
Much, it's nearly all done for you.
Excellent.
This is unlosable.
I've said that before. I think that's just the kiss of death.
Yes.
Let's not go that way.
Listen to me, Ron. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK?
OK.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again.
OK.
Can we remind everybody of Samantha's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question, all right?
OK.
OK, good luck. Apart from a bed, where else do people sleep?
On the floor.
Name a job where you'd earn over $100 an hour.
Musician.
Name a character who has a wand.
Fairy.
Name a place where you're likely to find chips.
Fish and chip shop.
Try again.
In a packet.
Name something you associate with a nun.
A monastery.
Pretty good.
Not sure.
Let's go. Oh, that's a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Apart from a bed, where else do people sleep? You said...
floor.
Mm. Happen a bit, Ronnie.
Yeah, quite often.
When you're in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doghouse.
Survey says... 12. Brilliant. Lounge was the top answer. That was Samantha's. We need 20 now for $10,000. Name a job where you'd earn over $100 an hour. Now, you said musician.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do you get paid for slapping the bass?
Oh, look, thousands. Thousands.
Really?
Well, tens.
if this works out OK for you right now, you'll be paid $10,000 for just 20 seconds
excellent.
Worth of work.
See? Excellent.
So how good's that?
I'm a musician. That works. See?
This could be the best career choice of your life coming on this show. Survey says...
Now, Samantha had the top answer of lawyer.
Name a character who has a wand. You said a fairy has a wand. One of your favourite costumes?
Oh, yeah. I always go out like that.
Survey says... 18! Oh, that's close! Harry Potter was the top answer. Harry Potter. So we just need... Now, my maths is a bit rusty here, mate. How many do we need for $10,000? Only two!
Two.
Yeah. Name a place where you're likely to find... chips. You said. Packet. It made me laugh when you said that because it was a bit cheeky.
It was.
But it was a perfect answer, I thought. Do you reckon there's two or more in this for $10,000?
No, I don't think there is.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I'm not a gambling man, but I wouldn't bet on this.
I don't know the outcome. Should we find out?
Yes, let's.
Would $10,000 make a difference?
I think it would.
You got any instructions on what you'd have to do with the money?
Yeah, my daughters have to give me their share.
Yeah, OK.
Of course, I'm a starving musician. I don't make anything per hour, see?
That's lovely of you, isn't it? You could maybe expand the hat collection.
Oh, more hats.
Yeah. Now you're talking?
Yeah.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah.
The survey says... and fuzzy up here. We'll see you next time.